Freddy Bona is a tailor in the popular Sumoja estate in Nairobi's Eastlands area. Today, Freddy is busy working on a dress using the kitenge African fabric.
This is Rivatex fabric. My client like it because it is affordable and has a very good quality. And by the way, it is also quite colorful.
Rivatex East Africa is a textile manufacturing company that is owned by Moi University for both commercial and research purposes. Rivatex is now one of the main partners in a project to take microorganisms from soda lakes in Kenya and produce enzymes for industry. Martha Induli from Kenya's Industrial Research and Development Institute says the project is going to benefit textile manufacturers.
We want an enzyme that can dye, an enzyme that can bleach, an enzyme that can do all those processes involved in textile. What is key about enzymes for microorganisms is that they're natural. What they're doing is what they usually do. You just identify what they can do.
Mohamed Sise from the UN Environment agrees that these enzymes are very important for industries like Rivatex.
We believe that the soda lake has a potential of releasing enzymes that can be useful to the detergent industry as well as the dyeing industry. It's huge. The enzymes are there that could help the detergent industry and also the dyeing industry. So by doing this project, it becomes a model for other African countries or other countries in the world to copy. It's not all about just conservation, but also people can generate benefits by conserving your biodiversity, looking after it very well.
It has been at least 2 years since this project began. If it proves successful, it will mean millions of euros from increased industrial production of textile, detergent, and pharmaceutical products. Enzymes play a similar role to some chemicals, only that they do so in a faster and more environmentally friendly manner. Kavaka Mukonyi is the head of bioprospecting at the Kenya Wildlife Service. He says the financial stakes can get quite high.
The world is focusing on larger-sized biological resources. But the developed countries, they are focusing on these things we don't see, the microbial that forms the basis of all of the biotech industry. When you check the global market, it's actually over $900 billion annually, profits made from bioprospecting activities. These profits made by multinationals in developed countries. But those who manage the owners of resource don't get anything.
As Freddy Bona, the textile designer, continues making final touches on the kitenge dress he's designing, he is unaware that the fabric in his hands could be cheaper in future thanks to industrial enzymes that have their origins in Lake Bogoria, a soda lake that is less than 300 kilometers away. Indeed, this is the nature of enzymes. Although they can't even be seen by the consumer, their impact on Kenya's economy and society could be huge. For RFI, I'm David John Bokali, reporting from Nairobi.